706 Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Let's go north to Fort Ticonderoga and say good morning to Beth Hill, CEO. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Tom.
Thank you very much for joining us bright and early on a very chilly morning here in the Hudson Valley.
It's a beautiful day. We'll take the sunshine and we're charging into summer.
We are indeed. And Beth Hill, it's been a number of years since you and I have spoken, and some months back your curator was on with me. But Fort Ticonderoga, always an exciting place to go to and such an important part of American history, American Revolutionary War history. And 2026 is a special year. Tell us about some of the special events that are happening, please.
Yeah, so for our audience, you know, 2026, it's America's 250th. And, you know, a lot of people think about the signing of the Declaration of Independence and July 4th, 1776, and that's it, we're America. But it really took the soldiers on the ground at places like Fort Ticonderoga, their blood and their sweat and their work to hold the line of liberty to fight for independence over 8 years. So for Fort Ticonderoga, yes, this is incredible opportunity to be able to bring this story to life in a program we call Real Time Revolution. And we're doing something that nobody else in the nation is doing, in that we're bringing the story to life through our living history programs to the day, to the moment, to the event. And that's following this whole story arc all the way through next year in 2027.
Wow. Well, and I just will add as an aside that, you know, across the river from where we are, we have West Point, and we think about up and down this entire wonderful Hudson Valley of ours, and West Point also is having 8 years of different events from last year, from 2025 to 2033, but it's just something. One of the things that comes up, and I actually have the picture up in front of me now, is Henry Knox and the Noble Train of Artillery, the role that Fort Ticonderoga played, and then the extraordinary feats, I guess, of endurance to for them to pick up and move those cannons to Boston to defend. Beth, tell us more, please.
Yeah, so, you know, Fort Ticonderoga is one of the nation's most significant military sites from the 18th century, yes, with concentrated military activity, as you know, from the Battle of Carrion, where the French held the line against the British in 1758, and then ultimately the British captured the fort in 1759. When the Americans took the fort on May 10, 1775, that was the first offensive victory, and part of the thinking for the Americans, for Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys and Benedict Arnold, separately but together, was that the Americans needed the artillery. The Americans didn't have the industrial capacity to yet make their own artillery, so they capture the fort, they capture the guns, and of course that iconic and Herculean task of Henry Knox coming to Ticonderoga in December of 1775, picking the guns, which were collected from all the way from St. John and Crown Point and Ticonderoga, and then bringing them to Boston, which of course forced the British evacuation. But that wasn't the end of the story, really, for Ticonderoga, because as we go into the Canadian expedition, where the Americans launch, you know, their first offensive action of the war to try to take Canada and make it the 14th colony, which did not work out well, the Americans come back to Ticonderoga reeling with disease and demoralized, and yet they come together, almost 13,000 men, which would have been the fifth largest population in the colonies, and they dig in at Ticonderoga in the summer of 76. So as the ink is drying or just being signed and drying on the paper in Philadelphia saying we're declaring independence, it was these men who at Ticonderoga held the line in 1776 in the fall when the British did press down and are south on Lake Champlain and try to take the fort. And, Tom, we're bringing this to life with our programming every day at Fort, yes, Ticonderoga, and then punctuated through incredible signature events like we have for Independence Day weekend coming up, as well as the reading of the Declaration on July 28th when the soldiers first heard the Declaration, and then going into the fall with really exciting living history and reenactment events.
Beth Hill, CEO of Fort Ticonderoga. I didn't actually realize that the entire complex, 2,000 acres, historic landscape and views of the Adirondacks, Green Mountains, Lake Champlain. It's just, I mean, it's been years since I've been up there. I guess this is the year to make a return journey. Let me ask you a question, Beth Hill. In terms of the suitability for audiences, all ages?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we love engaging learners of all ages. And you know, we have something. The summer is one of my favorite times because I often see multi-generational families, mm-hmm. children, mom and dads, grandparents. And we have so many activities throughout the day across our 2,000 acres, from the family program In Search of Liberty, where kids and mom and dads can participate in activities with our trades program, our tailors, our shoemakers, our gardeners, and they might earn some continental money for rewards if they do all of that, which is super fun. We have our fife and drums program. So, you know, it's very lively with the music. We offer more than 14 tours a day, thrilling weapons demonstrations. We have an incredible touring boat on Lake Champlain where you can see the underwater archaeology from the 18th and 19th century as well, and serve beverages, adult and soft drinks on board the boat. Beautiful gardens, a hiking trail. So really there's something for everyone to enjoy and build their memories and connect to our founding story, which is so important, and especially it's such a once-in-a-generation opportunity with our nation's 250th celebration.
Let me ask you another question in terms of, you know, obviously these are things in the out-of-doors, much of it the natural environment. What about handicap accessibility for those who may be, let's say, in a wheelchair?
Yeah, so, you know, Fort Ticonderoga, as we said, is a 2,000-acre site. So, you know, there are areas that can be a little more challenging to get around for people who aren't as mobile as others. With that said, though, we do have some modern facilities where there's an elevator so people can go up onto the bastions of the wall and see the incredible view shed of the Lake Champlain corridor and the Green Mountains of Vermont on one side and the New York Adirondack Mountains on the other. The elevators give accessibility to our museum exhibitions program. We have a great revolutionary anthology exhibit with more than 100 rare objects that have never been seen before by the public. So there's definitely an opportunity, you know, to get around and see some of the experiences. And then we're also separately, but a big question that comes up with our visitors, are we pet friendly? And we are absolutely, people love bringing their dogs. It's a great place to bring our four-legged family members and enjoy the beauty of the site.
The point that you just made, Beth Hill, about the multi-generational visit, I mean, that's something that I try to encourage often. It's just those are the things that just absolutely make memories that stay with us for our entire lifetime, Beth.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I think that what's so special about Fort Ticonderoga, and, you know, our preservation story goes back to 1820, but our story as a site that is open to the public, we're owned by a nonprofit educational organization, but open to the public since 1909, and we hear generation after generation of people who say, my family brought me here as a child, and now I'm coming back as an adult, or I'm bringing my grandchildren. And what that really means is, you know, Fort Ticonderoga is one of those places, not just because it's this grand sweeping history, but because there's an experience there that offers our audiences an opportunity to engage with the site. In the story, it offers people this opportunity to have it as part of their family fabric of what is their story, or what I call, in quote, my history, but also how that is connected to our nation's history. And I think that is so important as a touchstone for people to go to. I think, you know, places like Gettysburg and Ticonderoga, these are places where people connect with the power of the past and have experiences that build those memories that form their connection to our nation.
Absolutely. And I would like folks to know that the, as we said, this is largely out of doors, but there's a lot of indoor space available also. So the things that happen, people can visit rain or shine, correct?
That is correct. Even our boat tours, our boat is covered. So, you know, even if it's raining, people can go out on that. We have more than 10,000 square feet of exhibition space. And we do our programs no matter what, rain or shine. We're open Tuesday through Sunday every week. And we also offer some premium programs behind the scenes with our curator, Matthew, who you mentioned, in looking at original objects, or our thrilling Guns by Night program on Thursday evening. So people can check out our calendar, and I'm so happy to share, Tom, that Fort Ticonderoga has been listed in a number of national publications as a must-visit top place for America's 250th, from Absolutely. Travel and Leisure to New York Times to Smithsonian Magazine, and we've been building these programs for so many years, and so happy that it's all culminating during our nation's 250th.
Absolutely. FortTiconderoga.org, FortTiconderoga.org. Beth, I hope that we'll have other conversations with you and other folks from Fort Ticonderoga in the months ahead, because there's just so much exciting stuff happening, not just now through the 4th of July, but, you know, all through 2026, and as you said, well into the future, given the fact that the American Revolution actually took place over, a period of 8 years. So, Beth, we'll look forward to further conversations.
We look forward to it, Tom. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
You are very welcome. Thank you.